weather not behaving on Christmas. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A snowstorm is in the forecast for the eastern part of the country this week. Fox weather meteorologist Michael Estime has the latest.
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, major cities impacted: Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, down towards St. Louis, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. West Michigan getting in on this action as well. D.C., Philadelphia, New York, and up toward Boston. That's 2 to 3 inches of rain, obviously affecting parts of the I-95 corridor. Traveling for Christmas is going to be a headache, to say the very least.
Powerful wind gusts are in the forecast as well. With Title 42 set to end on Wednesday, border towns are bracing for an even larger surge of migrants, whose massive numbers in recent months have overwhelmed Border Patrol. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, declaring a state of emergency due to the record surges. Fox's Bill Malugin reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The other two being Del Rio and Yuma, Arizona. Eagle Pass hasn't done it yet, but they've been getting inundated with crossings as well. Almost everybody crossing here is a single adult, either from Cuba, Colombia, or Nicaragua. Those countries, for the most part, not subject to Title 42. And most of the people who cross in this sector do end up being released into the United States. The president of the Border Patrol Union says he classifies what's happening at the border as an invasion.
Nearly 20 Republican-led states are attempting to keep the restrictions in place, claiming they are beneficial in reducing border crossings and stopping asylum exploitation. Jury selection expected to begin Monday in the seditious conspiracy trial of former Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio and four other members in regards to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Rescuers attempting to save over 24 sailors after a Thai Navy ship sank in the Gulf of Thailand. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk posting another poll on his platform. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Elon Musk continuing to shake things up at Twitter, asking users on Sunday if he should stay in charge of the platform after admitting he made a mistake by banning mentions of rival social media sites. Twitter announcing users will no longer be able to link to Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and other platforms the company described as prohibited. That move generating so much blowback that Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without an online survey of users. Musk tweeting, quote, "My apologies, won't happen again," unquote, and launching a 12-hour poll asking if he should step down, adding, quote, "I will abide by the results of this poll."
The Pope revealing a somewhat shocking secret. Fox's Karen McHugh has the report.
In an interview with a Spanish newspaper, the pontiff revealed that he has an out should ill health prevent him from performing his responsibilities as head of the Roman Catholic Church. He said that shortly after his election in 2013, he wrote a letter of resignation that he presumes is being held by the number two in the hierarchy of the Vatican, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Francis, who just turned 86, has had his share of health issues, most recently surgery in 2021 to repair a bowel problem and a bad knee that required the use of a wheelchair for several months. Francis's predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, became the first pope in 600 years to step down following health woes of his own, a decision hailed by Francis, which led directly to his papacy.
With the holiday season comes a plethora of phishing emails designed to scam online shoppers. Here's security expert Alyssa Eriks.
I'll go to Google Maps, look up the address, see if it gives me a street view. If it's someone's, you know, small house and these are items that shouldn't be sold from someone's small house as a business, I'm not buying from that vendor.
Eric says if something appears to be too good to be true, then it is. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.